Praise the Lord, everybody. I'd like to read from Psalms 139. The Lord has searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against Thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This beautiful psalm is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And it's just another reminder to me that we're serving a God who knows about us, who cares about us. He's concerned about us. The Lord has spoke to His people from the very early writings of the Bible to the end of the Scriptures and through His prophets in years gone by and when Jesus was upon this earth, constantly reminding people everywhere that God cares, God understands, God is. Constantly, God is known through the Scriptures saying, I am, I am, I am. And it is known throughout the Bible that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. People in general have always been people who are having problems. Ever since the fall of man and because of sin, people are hurting. Frustrations, depressions, people with discouragement, worries, people with infirmities, people suffering, people with problems. How many of you tonight could honestly say that you have no problems whatsoever? How many of you could say that you have never had a worry, or you have never had a time in your life that you didn't have to call on someone for help? And how many of you can honestly say tonight that I have had problems? And I have had needs in my life. Would you raise your hand? Praise the Lord. We're serving a God who knows all about it. We're serving a God who cares about it. Not only does He care about it and know about it, but He's able to do something about it. I heard a lady in Canada say on the radio in a call-in program, she said, Everybody ought to know that God couldn't make the world in just 7 days. But people are ignorant to what God can really do. People don't understand what God can do. This world is lost and dying, and they just don't have any knowledge. It's too wonderful, the knowledge of God. He's so great, and we sing, "How great thou art." And I believe that God hears us sing, "How great thou art." And I believe He's here to receive our praise. And He sees every uplifted hand. He sees every tear and every eye that flows. And He knows what's behind the tear. He knows the needs. He knows what's there. He knows where you're coming from. And He's concerned about you. Not only does He know, and not only does He care, but He's able to do what you need Him to do. Because He's here. God is here. There's always been a God. He's always been able to set people free. But not always have people been able to hear Him. But God cares. In the book of Exodus, we read about the Lord said to Moses from the burning bush, He said, "I have seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmakers, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land unto a good land and a large land, flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites." You see, God not only knows and cares and is able to do things for us, but He wants to do something good for us. He wants to take us into something better than what we've had. God's always been that kind of a God. And God's always looked for someone who's got problems that He can deliver them out of. Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And He said, "Certainly, I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me unto you,' and they shall say to me, 'What is His name?' What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And He said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, 'I am hath sent me unto you.'"
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is a God who cares, a God who knows, and a God who's able, and a God who is. A God who is as high as you can go, a God who is as low as you can go, a God who is as wide as you can go, a God who's everywhere at all time and all things, able to hear us, able to see us. And if that be true, then He's here and He knows what we're needing right now. And if it's not true, then we're a lot of fools and we're a bunch of people who are ignorant and unlearned and we're just groping about in darkness with imaginary gods and imaginary words and things that we think might be right. But there's no ifs and ands and buts about it. We know that we're serving a God. A God who is. A God who's able. A God who loves. A God who knows. He knows what we need. And since that be the case, I'm here to say, God, here's a group of people gathered together right now with our needs, our frustrations, our problems, our sicknesses, our burdens. And here we are, God, to bring them to You, knowing that You want to deliver us from all of them, knowing that You want to take us on to something that's better, knowing that You want to bring us out from whatever it would be that would bind us, knowing that You're wanting to lift us up above where we have been and set us in a higher place, that You want to encourage the discouraged. You want to make strong those that are weak. You want to lift up those that are cast down. God, we're gathered together in this place seeking for an answer, seeking for wisdom, seeking for strength, seeking for healing, seeking for assurance, knowing that You're God and that You're here and in us and with us and through us and for us. And if You're for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He delivers people because He loves people. He made people. And He made people who hurt. People in general around the world tonight are hurting. You can go into any busy place where there are a lot of people and you can hear people talk. They're hurting. There are needs. There are problems. There are circumstances in life. They blame it on the economy. They blame it on the world conditions. They blame it on family problems. They blame it on the way they've been raised. Blame it on this. Blame it on that. But when you really get down to the real reason of it all comes back to sin. Sin is the reason for sicknesses. Sin is the reason for problems out of control in our lives. Sin is the reason for frustrations and worries. Way back a long time ago, there was sin. And right now, there is sin. And there's sin all around us. But we've got a God who's able to cast the sin away. We've got a God who's able to set us free from sin. It's not that you've necessarily sinned that caused you to be afflicted. But because of sin, you have the problems that you have. But we've got a God who hears us and a God who knows. A God who's able to deliver us. Not only is He able, but He wants to because He loves us. And He wants to deliver us all from all of our circumstances. I learned this a long time ago. I didn't just now pick it up. I spent my life seeing scenes of people kneeling and praying and calling on God. From very early infancy, as far back as I can remember, I remember standing in a baby bed, looking over the side, seeing my dad and mama get down beside the bed and call on God with tears streaming down their face, praying for people with problems, praying for people with needs, praying for loved ones, praying for people that they hardly even knew, people who needed something from God. I cut my teeth on hearing people saying, I need something from God. And the answer always was, God is able. God knows all about it. God will deliver you. Just call on God. Praise our God. Serve our God. I've seen people come for help with family problems, in despair, not knowing which way to turn. The answer was always, turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. God is able to do what you need Him to do. God is able to work out your problems. I've seen the people gathered around the hospital bed when the person was about to lose his life, racked in pain, tossing and turning, not knowing which way to go, and they didn't know what to do. And the answer came, God is the answer. God is here. Let's look to Jesus. God is able to answer our prayers. God is able to work this situation out. Amen. That's all I've ever known. And that's all I ever want to know. That God is God. And God is able. And God loves me. And God is here. And God wants to do something for His people. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight. He loves us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a little boy, Moark, Arkansas, didn't know much, but I had parents that called on God. We went to church. I was there when they had a funeral. I was there when they had a wedding. I was there when they had church people trying to figure out what to do that maybe had problems and the preacher had to come and intervene with the situation. I was there. I saw the good sides. I saw the bad sides. The years went by. We found ourselves in Jackson, Missouri. I was there for the funerals. I was there for the weddings. I was there with the problems. I was there during sicknesses. I was there when everything was going on at the church. I was there. And God was there. And I watched God work this problem out. I watched God work this problem out. Pontiac, Michigan, living in a one-room house. Dad and Mom got on their knees, prayed, asked for the will of God. Found ourselves riding to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, in a little community called Dewdrop. Weeds growing up in a little frame church with an outdoor toilet. They said, this is God's will. I stood by as a little boy. I watched, waiting to see what's going to happen next. Didn't know what they were going to do. I watched them walk the floor. I watched them call on God saying, let's look to Jesus. Let's look to Jesus. I saw the congregation grow. I saw the people put the shovel in the ground and say, we're going to build a new church. God's going to give us a church. I watched and I saw the church as it had fallen in. I saw the injured people. I saw everything going wrong. And then I saw the people gather together and say, God, you're able to work this out. God, you're able to lift it up. God, you're able to make it go. I saw them pray. I saw them put it together again. I saw the church grow. I saw a little group of people in Emporia, Kansas, calling on God, waiting on God. We went there. I saw people with problems, sicknesses, griefs, woes, pain. I saw people delivered out of their distresses. I saw people in Jonesboro, Arkansas, calling on God, waiting on God, having problems, looking to God. I saw people in St. Louis, Missouri. I saw people in British Columbia. I saw people in Monroe. I see people tonight. You need God, and God's able to give you what you need. Hallelujah. He's able. Hallelujah. I don't know how many funerals I've been to. I guess I've been to several hundred. Loved ones, friends, church connections, people in the community, people we didn't know sometimes. I'm just there. I'm just there because that's all I know. I'm supposed to be there. I've been to hundreds of weddings. People come together. I learned a long time ago which ones would probably last, which ones probably wouldn't last. I got to figuring it out. If they don't serve God together as a family in the beginning, they'll probably never make it as a family at all. But when they put God first in their plans, God's able to work it all out. All the financial situations, all the struggles that come along with a newly married couple, everything that goes wrong, if they look to Jesus together, God's able to work it out. I learned it by just watching, being raised in the church. I learned a long time ago that the only way an alcoholic can be set free is to look to Jesus, and God can take that problem away. I learned a long time ago the only way a person bound with nicotine habits can be set free is just look to Jesus, and God can take that desire away. Hallelujah. People with problems tonight, we've got a God who's here. He's here. And I didn't just learn this today. I've known it for a long, long time. And you have too. I could start coming back there and saying, would you tell us where you've come from? We could hear stories that the libraries couldn't contain all the books of where God has brought you from, what God has brought you through, how the circumstances were impossible in your life. You didn't know which way to turn. Then God was the answer. You looked to Him. You said, Jesus, here I am in this wretched condition. Our family. Lord, we don't know the answers, but we know that You're a God who's able to hear and answer prayer. We're looking to You. And God came on the scene. God intervened. And I've heard Your testimonies. I know what I'm talking about. He's healed you of your diseases. He set you free from your afflictions. He brought you out of the chains that had you bound. He's lifted you up and He's established you and He's put you on higher ground tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still the great I am. John the Baptist saw a group of people, multitude gathered together with their problems, their frustrations. Just people. People are the same anywhere you find them. They got problems, they got pains, they've got suffering, high blood pressure, headaches, toothaches. People are people. Whether they live 2,000 years ago or 200 years ago or whether they live now. A group of people with needs in their lives gathered on the Jordan River looking for answers, just like people look for answers today. You hear a voice and you look to see if this is the answer. Here's a man calling out, there's one mightier than I. There's one that's coming after me. He's preferred before me, and He's coming after me. They don't understand what He's talking about. And then a day comes, Jesus, a man that they didn't even know, comes walking along, starts walking toward John the Baptist. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. To a multitude of people, people with needs, people with problems. He showed them who He was. He told them who He was. And then Jesus Himself walked before them, doing all types of good things, healing the sick, raising the dead, saying, I am He. I am the bread. I am the water. I am the first. I am the last. I am able. I will. I want to. I want to bless you. Oh, Jerusalem, how often I've gathered you together as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not. Oh, how I would like to bless you. If you'd let me bless you, I would pour out showers of blessings that you could not contain, because He loves you. He wants to help you. Some of them wouldn't hear. Some of them would. Some accepted. Others rejected. But those that followed Him, He parted the waters of impossibility. He made a way when there was no way. He gave them blessings when it seemed there was no way they could be blessed. He gave them things that they didn't deserve only because He loved them. And they looked at Him and He wanted to have them to follow Him. Obedience to God, no matter where you're coming from, will get the job done. The most ranked sinner amongst us can be blessed of God if he'll just forsake his evil ways and say, God, I need you. Forgive me. And he has just as much right to worship God in the beauty of holiness, to come and sing in the choir, to walk up and down around here lifting his hands, praising God. Though his sins were as scarlet, now through the blood of Jesus, he's white as snow, cleansed because God wants to. And God loves to clean somebody up, to bring them up, to lift them up. God loves to. Because He loves us. And there's no place so low but what God can lift you up. There's no place so far where you can go without God. But what if you'll just turn around and look to Him? He's able. He's able. And He wants to. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah. There standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, St. John heard the same voice that Moses heard, the same voice that we're hearing tonight. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Hallelujah. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha. Would you say, I am?
I am.
I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Jesus went on and said, I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. Hallelujah. I am that I am. If I just know that that God that was with Moses is with me, that's all I need. That's all we need. Hallelujah. No matter where we're coming from, trials and tribulations bring us low. We've had good times. We've had bad times. We've had health. We've had sickness. We've smiled, and then we've suffered with sadness. We've been able to jump and shout, and then we've been bereaved because of the loss of loved ones. Hallelujah. We've gone through good times. and we've gone through bad times. But there has never been a time that you called on God that He wasn't there. Hallelujah. There's never been a time that you couldn't turn around and say, Lord, I need You, and you couldn't find Him. These people that say, I can't feel God anymore, it's not because God's not there. These people that say, I can't reach God anymore, if they can't reach Him, it's not because God's not reaching out for them. Because God is, and God will, and God loves, and God wants to. If there's something in your life that's keeping you from God, it's not God keeping you from God. It's something else. Because we've got a God who's drawing. A God who's saying, come unto Me. A God that says, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. A loving, compassionate, tender, graceful, forgiving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves us. So therefore, no matter what problems beset you, no matter what's happened to cause you to think, now I don't know who I'm talking to, but God does, to cause you to think that you've gone so far and you've done too much and you're not worthy. And God would never take you in. That's a lie from the pits of hell. I've had people come into my office for counseling and say, Brother Rutledge, I believe I've gone past the point of no return. I just don't believe God would take me back. And there they sat with tears in their eyes and said, Oh God, I need You. Listen. If you're at that point where you're able to say, God, I need You, don't you ever think God won't take you back. It's these people that go past the point where they won't turn back to God. Those are the people that get past the point of no return. When you get out there so far that you won't come to God, and that you won't look to God, and you won't trust in God, and you won't believe in God, there's nothing God or anybody else can do with you. But when a heart will turn around and say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm a miserable, wretched creature. I need You. I need You. Don't you think God won't reach out and love you and take you and try to soothe your wounds and help you? Hallelujah. The very fact that you're here in this place means that God is concerned about you and He loves you. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's keep our minds on Jesus.
Come home.
Hallelujah.
Come home.
Hallelujah.
You are weary.
Hallelujah.
Come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus. It's calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
I've heard people say, I'm my own man, and I'll do things the way I see fit.
Come home.
There comes a time when even a strong man needs God. And you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You just thought you were your own. I've heard people say, I'm going to work this out myself. I know I can reason this out and I can work this out. All your reasoning, all your efforts will be in vain until you look to Jesus. Jesus is able. Jesus not only can heal and deliver us from our sicknesses and afflictions, but He can save our souls. If God's ever touched you in any measure and you're not living for Him right now, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because you're spitting in His face. You're doing like the Roman soldiers did that nailed Him to the cross. If God's ever done anything for you and you're not living for Him now, God's saying, I love you, and you're saying, I don't love you. God's saying, I will be to you what you'd have me to be. And you're saying, I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to live for you if you're not living for Him now. If God's ever blessed you in any way, we should all serve Him every day of our lives. If He's ever blessed us, if He's ever blessed us financially, if He's ever blessed us with health, if He's ever answered our prayers, we should eternally be grateful, at least enough to walk with Him and to talk with Him and to live for Him. It's a trick of Satan to keep you away from God. But Jesus is here to set you free. Jesus is here to set you free. While we're singing this song softly, would you come and look to God? Just tell Him your needs. Mister, lady, whoever you are, child, teenager, senior citizen, would you just come and humbly bow before Him and realize He wants to do what you want Him to do. Not only does He want to, but He's able and He will. If you'll just look to Him. He's here. He loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Always sing it again as if somebody would move on out.
Come home.
Not for me, but because of your need. God knows about it. You know about it. I have nothing to gain except more fellowship, more love from good people serving God. But you've got the whole eternity of joy and happiness to gain and a hell to shun. If you don't know God, you need to come to Him now. Praise God. You need to come to Him now. Because Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Jesus loves you. That's why He's calling.